put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Onia. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes buried in the ground. Pipes that all too often get damaged by people who dig before calling 811. This causes real problems for millions of Americans like me who rely on natural gas to heat their homes and cook their food, but it's even worse for the people who hit the gas lines. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to be one of those people. Just call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 23rd, head to karaoke night in Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On March 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello. Welcome to Miscellaneous Music. We are so back. I hope all of you guys had an amazing... Oh, DJ Lonnie is wheezing because it's freezing outside. So if you guys hear me wheezing, like, no, you don't. But... I hope you guys had a really good spring break. For those of you, of us, who were on spring break. If you were on a spring break, I hope you're having a good Monday. Hope you had a good last week. I'm excited to be back. Excited to be back in the studio. And yeah, today we have another all female artist playlist. Because I was like, it's still March. So we're going to do all women artists. So yeah, that's basically the theme for today. We're still going strong with this theme. I am really excited for what I have to play for you guys. I think it's a good mix of stuff. And yeah, so I could honestly get right into it. Like, I hope that everyone's spring break was well. I had a great spring break. It was great to go home. Great to see some of my friends from home. Great to hang out with my family and stuff. Unfortunately, it isn't beautiful weather over here right now. It's freezing and it was like kind of snowing when I was walking up here. As you can tell from my sniffling and my wheezing, it's really cold outside. But yeah, so I might not talk as much today because I'm wheezing a lot, unfortunately. But yeah, I hope you're doing well. And let's just jump into the streets. Let's just jump into the first song for today. Today's first song is...
Hello?
Today's first song is Flutter by Julie. This is... I think this is the first song by Julie I've heard. And I really, really like it. I think, if I remember correctly, this came out in 2020. If I recall correctly, I think my friend from middle school showed me this song. And because she was like the first person who I knew you're in middle school, you're not really like, looking for a bunch of like super like niche underground artists, unless you were like, I just wasn't personally. And so she was the first one I knew that like knew people who were like, I hadn't heard of. And so this was chosen by her, my good friend Jolene, I believe. And yeah, so this is Flutter by Julie. So let's just freaking do it. It's great. It's a great song. So everyone tune in. Let's go. We'll be right back. That was like spoilers, like you guys didn't hear that. So that was Flutter by Julie. I've really liked the song since the first time I heard it. I do know there were male voices there. But it's the last time that's gonna happen today, okay? Julie's a band. So it's the last time it's gonna happen. But yeah, I just think the song's so good that I just had to include it. Sorry, my chopsticks just fell. I don't know if you guys heard that. But yeah, that was Flutter by Julie. This has been like a real, like a, like not like a favorite song of mine, but like I really wish I kept up with Julie more because I have enjoyed everything I've heard from them. You know what I mean? Like, and I haven't really like kept up with them a lot, but I think they make really, really good music. But anyways, let's go on to our next song for today. Our next song for today is a Charli XCX song. I believe I chose this on my own, but I was with my lovely roommate Ryan and we were talking about like some female artists put on. I was like, oh yeah, like Charli XCX, like she's done her big one like recently, like she's kind of like been doing her stuff, and Brat was like the moment. And so I was like, yeah, like she was like a Brat song. This is gonna be Everything Is Romantic by Charli XCX. Yeah, shout out to my close personal friend Ryan for helping me talk through that and figure that out. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. Let's go.
Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Falling love again and again, riding rides to manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains. Capri in the distance. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Falling love again and again. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again. Winding roads through manual drive. Letting nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance. In a place that can make you change. All in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance. In a place that can make you change. All in love. Stirrups at the scooters, neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Lemons on the trees and on the ground. Sandals on the stirrups at the scooters, neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. 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 Fall in love again and again.
Falling off again and again, 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 falling off again and again
that was Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX from her Brat album. The first time I listened to Brat, I'm trying to think. The first time I listened to Brat, when I first heard the song, I was like, okay. Like, I was kind of like, all right, like, all right. It's like, all right. But the more I listened to it, I was like, actually, you know what? I like this. Like, I like this. I mess with this. So yeah, that was Everything Is Romantic. That's from the original Brat album, not the extended or anything like that. Everything Was Romantic, I wouldn't say is my favorite song on the album. But I wanted to play it today because it just like it felt right for today, you know? With, you know, the weather. I feel like Everything's Romantic is a very like cold like song. That's just me personally though. But yeah. That was Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX. Our next song, this was definitely recommended to me by my close personal friend Ryan while we were sitting on the couch in Macduff. And this is by Ariana Grande from her Eternal Sunshine album. I actually have only listened to this song a handful of times. Like, I'm going to be honest here, guys. Like, I am not a big Ariana-ter. Like, I don't really keep up with my girl very often. And so this is probably going to be, like, the fourth time I listen to it. And, like, I think only one of those has been, like, like on purpose, you know what I mean? I just don't keep up with my girl Ariana Grande, but I know my close friend Ryan recommended this one, so yeah. Not much to say. I mean, like, I feel like the last thing I heard from Miss Ariana Grande was Wicked, which, guys, no one come into the studio and jump me, but I still haven't seen Wicked 1 or 2, and like at this point, like, maybe I'm just never gonna see it. Like, I haven't seen either of them. Like, it's just like, like, I just don't think it's happening. Like, actually, like, it's been so long at this point. Like, baby, there's no plan. Like, baby, there is no Wicked. Like, there's no more Wicked. But yeah, that's about it. Let's just jump into the next song. This is by Ariana Grande. Let's do it.
Finally moving through my fears. At least I know how hard we tried, both you and me. Didn't we? Someone grab my stuff quickly, just put love in the driveway. It's time. Bye bye. It's over. It's over again. Bye.
And that was by Ariana Grande from her Eternal Sunshine album. I really enjoyed that. Like, I was like, that's good. Like, it's a fun little, like, head nodder. Like, it's, like, really, like, I don't think I have listened to a lot of Ariana Grande since, like, hold on. I'm doing some mama-less research. I'm doing some research. Oh, my gosh. My bangs are, like, in my eyes. Guys, being a bang person is so hard. Okay. I go through so much. Like, what's that album that... Is it My Everything? Yeah, actually, I don't know. Guys, I don't know what Ariana Grande is. I'm trying to look through her album list, but it's not really giving me anything. Positions I remember listening to. I recall that album heavily. Oh my God, Rain on Me, Tsunami. Okay. It doesn't even matter. Like, it's not even serious. Anyways, yeah, I think the last album I remember listening to full through was... What did I just say? Oh my gosh, was it Positions? I think Positions. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. I listened to Eternal Sunshine when it first came out, but I haven't, like, re-listened to it since. But that was really good. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah. Oh, I'm yawning. Oh my gosh. Thank you for the recommendation, my close personal friend Ryan. This next song is... also recommended by Ryan, because I had to get some pop girlies in here. So this is this next song is from Sabrina Carpenter. It's from her Man's Best Friend album, which I have also not listened to this album full through, but I think I've heard enough of it. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard enough of it. Like, I understand what's going on, more or less. Like, I understand. Like, I'm right there with you. Like, I understand. So yeah, this is Man's Best. No, what? This is When Did You Get Hot? From the Man's Best Friend album, by Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah, listen to it, and we'll talk about it after. Let's jump in.
So untouched, bone dry, not a plank can grow. About time. I get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the prospect convention. My friends walk in your friend's direction. Said Sabrina, don't you love heaven? And I was like, huh. When did you get hot all of a sudden? I cook you up and out all day. When did you get hot? I think I would remember if you had it that day. Let's say double take, triple take. When did you get hot? Congratulations on your new improvements. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's. Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man. Sorry, I did not see the vision. Take you for the fine you has risen.
Okay, we are getting a call, so hold on, guys. Give me 1 second. I'm going to play the next song while I pick up this call. Give me a second. So that was When Did You Get Hot by Sabrina Carpenter and Tail by Sunny Back to Back. I missed the call that came, so if you called, call back. I like picked it up and it stopped. So if you're listening and you called, you can call back. I'm so sorry I missed your call. But yeah, that was When Did You Get Hot by Sabrina Carpenter. I have heard that song upwards of 1 million times thanks to my good personal friend Ryan. And it's fun. And I like listening to it. Like, it's fun. And that was Tail by Sunmi. I love Tail by Sunmi. Like, I love Sunmi. Like, that's my girl. I love Tail. I think, did she also do Gashina? Yeah. Such a good songs back to back. Just really, really good. So yeah, I really enjoy, I really like Tail. Hope you guys like Tail. I think that Sunmi does that, like, kind of like, I think that she does, like, her concept so well, like, that, like, this kind of, like that, like, this, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain her concept. Oh, she's a Wonder Girls member. Interesting. I never listened to Wonder Girls, guys. I didn't know that. But yeah, I just really like this song. I think she does her concept so well. And yeah, I always love Felicis, but yeah. About to hit the 30-minute mark, 30 minutes of miscellaneous music. Yeah, I wanted to come in and I hope everyone, like, voted for red today. Votes ended at like 3 p.m. today. I'm hearing whispers of results, but I won't say anything until I'm sure. But yeah, I have to do my research. But yeah, I hope everyone voted for red. It'd be great if we won best mascot. Red, if you're listening, probably not. Love you, my goat. But yeah. So we'll keep on pushing this next song. So I didn't get to do my little, like, this is like the K-pop transfer over, but of course we know I love me some K-pop, so that is the transfer over. But like, yeah, this is my transfer over for K-pop. I've been really on my, like, girl group K-pop stuff, or like my girl soloist, my female soloist listening, because I live with my close best friend Lily, who is the biggest girl group fan ever, and says really good selection of girl groups I really, really enjoy. Excuse me. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Excuse me. But yeah. That's like all I have to say. So this next song is Sensitive by Lucembo. Oh, my Lucembo girls, I'm so sorry. Lucembo was, okay, in like non-K-pop terms, right? Luna, right? Luna was a girl group. They disbanded. Lucembo, Artemis, Soloist came out of Luna. Artemis is still together. Lucembo got their company just, I don't know what happened. They disbanded them. I don't know if they just weren't bringing them on. I don't know. But Lucembo was making such good music. Like, their music was so good. I love this song. It's about to come on. They were finding their sound, but it just didn't work out. It sucks. And the girls here were very, very talented. But so I think about them. I think about them with a lot of, you know, love in my heart often. So yeah, this is Sensitive by Lucembo, and let's freaking do it. So that was Sensitive by Lucembo, my girls. I think about them every day. I'm so sorry they got disbanded. They got to make really good music before they disbanded, though. So that's really good. but there's still Artemis. So Artemis and Chu and Eve, really, really good music. If you ever want to like tap in some good girl group K-pop, Artemis, A-R-T-M-S. Those are my girls. They make good stuff. We played one of their songs last week, Burn. And that was Sensitive. This song has stuck in my head recently. We are getting a call, so give me 1 second. You're going to answer this call with me. Hi, thank you for calling Wony. Would you like to be on air? Perfect. Okay. You're on air. Hello. Or I think you're on air. Oh, wait. Now you're on air.
Hello, Wony.
Hello, my close personal friend.
Hey, guys. If you don't know who I am, because you probably don't, I'm a mysterious caller. I'm DJ Maddie B, and I'm calling into my good close personal friend, Alani's show right now.
Yes, DJ Maddie B, I love you so much. I'm your biggest fan. Oh, my God.
And I'm your biggest fan, DJ Miss Alani.
I actually, guys, I have a really funny story. Maddie had called me when the song was playing, and I had no idea it was her, because her, like, dad's name showed up, and it was really scary, and Maddie, it was really scary. I had no idea what was going on.
I was saying, oh, my God, but the reason I wanted to call was, you mentioned, oh, like, I'm not sure if, like, the results have been announced, but they're in, and would you be okay if I announced on air?
Oh, my God, please, wait, I can, like, I'm gonna, okay, please announce on air, I'll pull up something to celebrate. I'm hearing is true. Is it not true?
Damien did beat us.
Hold on. No, let me just switch gears. Let me just switch gears. Give me a second.
Switch the gears. But I loved it.
Are we serious? Like, is that real? Chat.
I'm very serious. Chat.
Oh my, why was I hearing wrong whispers then? I'm so sad. Oh my gosh. I just saw it.
Oh,
wait.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to derail your show, but I just had to let you know.
No, I was just like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I was like, that's why I had to do research. And I'm so glad you were the one to tell me, because now I can really, like, confirm. And now it's just like another year lost to Damien, you know? It's just like rough.
I know. We'll like get him next time, I think.
Like, I guess. Like, we have to get them before you graduate and I graduate, though. So, like, I don't know how much time they have.
I know they need to lock in. Okay, anyways, I will let you get back to your show. We're tuning in. We love you, DJ.
Thank you. Listen to my close personal friend, Maddie B. Matt, what is your show name? Please say for the crowd.
I'm DJ Maddie B, and I host Medleys, Mixes, okay, and Maddie B on Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
I was going to say Maddie's Medleys and Mixes, and I was like, that doesn't sound right. But yeah, please tune into my close personal friend show from 6-7 on Tuesdays. Love you, Maddie. Thank you for calling.
I'll feed her Zane.
Goodbye. That was my close personal friend, Maddie B. My close personal roommate, actually. We just locked in our room stuff. Thank you so much for calling, Maddie. I love you. And yeah, so I'm really feeling very, like, sad. Unfortunate news that we lost again, but like, it's okay. Like, we're gonna push through, you know. Like, we can't let them keep us down. Okay, we're, as a mid-sized school, we have to fight back. So that sucks, but something that might be fun is this song that I'm about to play, because it's really good. This is Attitude by From Ice Nine. I was listening to this on my walk from class today, my singular class, thank God. And I was like, this song is so good. Once again, From Ice, I am sorry for what happened to you, my girls, because Playdust is the most useless company on the planet. Playdust and Shame, if you're listening, like, I didn't say this. But, like, they are the most useless company on the planet and did not market these girls correctly at all. And now they're in another company, and I think they lost members along the way. I'm not 100% sure what happened there, but they were making good music, and I think they had one more, like, single release, Supersonic, which was, like, their disbandment song, and I'm like, what? So, this is, Attitude. It's such a good song. This is from Price 9. Let's tap it. After we played a loss, but this song, this is a win. Let's go. Let me tell what time it is. That's what I do.
그 집으로 떠난지 너와 아주 긴 시간이 된대도 난 괜찮아 Letting for sure
'Attitude' by From Ice Nye. It's actually From Ice. I think it's definitely not From Ice because it's like spelled like is. But fun fact about TJ Lonnie: if I'm saying something, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Like that's just like my life. Like literally, my life is from is. I think underscore nine. Very, very good. That was 'Attitude' from Ice Nye. After doing further research, guys, like. I low key genuinely believe that actually we did win Mascot Madness, and looks like that we won from 18,793 versus Damien the Great Dane's 18,774. So like that's low. Like wait, hold on. Now hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm getting something for this. sorry. So that's that. That may be, I think Red actually has one. With a 19, I think, point difference. I just did a quick math. No, if I'm wrong, no one's allowed to fact check me right now, like actually. So yeah, anyways, that aside, let's move to our next song. Guys, me and this song have actual history. Like I have been obsessed with this song for so long. This next song is Mayonaka no Door / Stay With Me. This is by Miki Matsubara. I love this song. Okay? It's really good. It's just a really good song, guys. There's nothing more to say besides this. It's just a really good song. First, I think I did hear this because it got really popular on TikTok. Like, I'm just, like, a while back. This is like 2020s, guys. Like, what else was there to do besides go on TikTok? You know? Like, and I found this song, and it's so good. It's really good. I'm pretty sure it is in, like, Japanese, so I don't know what she's, like, saying, because I don't speak Japanese. But it's really good. So, like, like, okay. Ever since I first heard the song, I've been obsessed with it, and it's a classic. And it really, like, kind of every time I listen to it, like, I'm like, wait, this is, like, low-key, like, 2020, 2021, 2022, like, flashback. And it kind of, like, whoa, like, it's kind of scary. But, yeah, let's just jump right into it. I did not think about the 2020s. This is My Knock on Our Door / Stay With Me by Miki Matsubara. Let's go.
To you. Yes, my love to you. Yes, my love to you.
Bye.
I think that song, that was Mayonaka no Door / Stay With Me by Miki Matsubara. I just think every time I listen to that song, I'm like, this is just so like fun. This is just so good. Like, this is just such a good song. Like, what about me is like, I like good music. Like, I would say that I listen to stuff that's good. Like, I don't listen to like mid stuff. And this is nothing but, this is the farthest from mid. It's just really good. Really, just really, really good song. Like, one of my favorites, kind of like, ever. I think about it a lot, actually. I think about it often. I think it might have also been like one of the first Japanese songs I listened to, like outside of like I'm not counting like anime soundtracks, because that doesn't count. Like, I'm not counting that. But like, I was not me putting on like anime soundtrack. But yeah, so just a really good song. I really enjoy it. It's just nice to listen to. It came out in 2008. Ooh, so long ago. Anyways, this next song is another long one. This is Sorcerer by Stevie Nicks. I love this song a lot, actually. And I think it's great. I really like it. Actually, we'll see that's after. But yeah, this is this next song is gonna be Sorcerer by Stevie Nicks. And honestly, let's just dive right into it, I think.
My misery.
I was just thinking about this whilst that was Sorcerer by Stevie Nicks, if you were unaware. And I was just thinking about this, but I feel like I find it so hard to like place down a specific season that Stevie Nicks reminds me of. Because I feel like a lot of her songs are very fall core. But honestly, like I could argue for Sorcerer being like a spring song. It feels very fall, but I feel like I could argue for it being a spring song. That's just my thoughts. that's just me though. Like that's just how I feel about it. But yeah, as we head towards the end of the hour, we'll play one more song real quick right here. This next song is so good. This is a new release with Bia Badoobie and the Marias, with Maria of the Marias. And this is All I Did Was Dream of You. This song is absolutely amazing. Just such a good song. Really listen. Like, it's just a really, really good song. I love their voices together. It sounds great. These are my girls. Okay. This is Women's History Month. Okay. These are my girls. Let's just hop right in. This is All I Did Was Dream of You by Bia Badoobie and the Marias.
Watch that, it's your life. Hide us from the